The protesters say your Apple iPhone's core may not be as shiny as you thought. They say the gold and tin inside come from conflict minerals mined in eastern Congo.
Some people are even calling these blood minerals now.
And Charlotte Hill with Change.org says one of their online petitions now has more than 10,000 signatures, and it was started by a man in the Congo.
He wants to buy an iPhone for himself, but won't do it until Apple commits to creating a conflict-free iPhone, since he's seen the devastation that's been wreaked on his own home country by the violence that's being funded by these conflict minerals.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds News.